This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Janitors, groundskeepers, and school office workers circled the state capitol in school buses this morning to protest proposed budget cuts. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Teachers' aides say if they're cut, students will lose out on small group instruction and emotional support. Lisa Archuleta, an elementary school facilities manager, says schools have been understaffed for more than a decade.
Our responsibilities have doubled. We don't have the staff to keep up the most basic daily tasks. We cannot take another cut.
Lawmakers will debate a 14% cut to Colorado's public schools. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Governor Polis says coronavirus cases are trending downward in Colorado. The state's safer-at-home order expired a month ago. Polis says despite that, people with the virus are now spreading it to fewer people.
The out-of-control exponential growth of the virus stopped, and we need to keep that up.
Fewer than 400 Coloradans are hospitalized with the virus right now. That's the lowest number since before the virus peaked. The University of Colorado Boulder campus has announced plans for in-person classes to begin as scheduled on campus this August, with an effort to move classes online after Thanksgiving. The fall plan says there will be a campus-based rapid response team to test, monitor, and isolate students who have tested positive for COVID-19. Classes could be spread out on campus between the hours of 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. to prevent too many people from being on campus at any time. It is 76 degrees with a few clouds in Denver. You are listening to Colorado Public Radio News.